Subject set up from the start. Dear Stephen Shirley, the man I am sending this letter, about is a good man. That's in all caps, good man. I'll get right to the point. My friends and I set him up right from the start. He got married to a Mexican girl, and she had two kids. He had one son. This man is a great father. From the beginning, you could see she was a jealous person, and we did not want him with her anyhow. So we would call and have him do work on our cars and get everybody we knew to do the same. Long story short, my friends and I succeeded in getting her to divorce him because I wanted him for myself. But here it is, almost 2 years later, and he still won't talk to me or anyone else. Now that I am more in church, my heart says to call him and her to come clean about what we did. I know he loved this woman more than life itself. So what should I do? He listens to the Strawberry Letter and he loves Shirley's reply. Should I tell him and her and set my spirit free or just tell him? Sincerely, guilty as sin. All right, if you want to see what it looks like, here it is. Haters in action, just pure hate. That's what this is. That's what it looks like. This is evil, what you and your friends did to these guys. You don't say what you did to make her divorce him. You don't come clean about that part of it. But what you did is destroy the love the two people had for each other. But for what? Why did you do this? What did you do this for? For your own selfish reasons? And look at it. It backfired on you, didn't it? Because she was Mexican? You put that in the letter. After all the plotting and all the scheming that you guys did to get them to break up, the man still didn't speak to you. He didn't want you. All right? So now you want to come clean and tell him and her what happened. Yeah, I say come clean. Why not? I'd say don't put yourself in harm's way, though, because you don't know how they're going to react when you tell them what really happened. I say find a way to apologize. You should. You should come clean about this. Ask for forgiveness and then move on with your life. And maybe they'll have a chance at happiness that you guys took away from them. Steve, and don't ever do this again. Steve?
She dirty. Damn girls is dirty. Ooh. They dirty. This is the lowdown, dirty move. You know it. You done wrote the letter. I don't know really what you're writing for. You already know you trifling. You know your girls is trifling. You talking a letter about a good man. I'm going to get right to the point. My friends and I set him up right from the start. I'll get into that. He married a Mexican girl. Number one, ain't your damn business. I know he was a good father and all like that, but see, you had eyes for this man a long time ago. As a matter of fact, it was your idea to set them up. See, that's why you writing the letter. Mm. All this was initiated by you, because you the one wanted the man. So you figured since he done met this other woman, you going to get in there and sabotage it. And this is how you say you went about it. You could see from the beginning that she was a jealous person, and we didn't want him with her anyhow. Who the hell is we? who is we? Who voted y'all in? And then you just set up in here after you done saw she was a jealous person. So we would call and have him do work on our cars and get everybody we knew to do the same. Then you say, long story short, my friends and I succeeded in getting her to divorce him. Excuse me, what? Wait a minute. You went from he coming over fixing y'all cars to, long story short, we succeeded in getting her to divorce him. Oh, you leaving out a whole bunch, lady. See, while y'all was calling that man over there to fix the cars, what your little trifling self was doing was insinuating to her that more was going on than car fixing. See, that's what you heifers did. Y'all sit up here and said he over there giving y'all tune-ups, lubing y'all's motor, oiling you down. That's what your funky behind said.
Yeah.
See? And then you got enough women to call her with the girl, he just left my house. Girl, he doing this. Because, see, you don't go from doing work on a car to, long story short, My friends and I succeeded in her to get it to. But you played on the fact that she was jealous. Mm-hmm. So you knew when you dropped all these lines and stuff, it was going to throw the woman into something. It'll throw any woman into something. And now they finally get a divorce. 2 years later, he still won't talk to me or anyone else. That's what y'all kill me. See, y'all think men are stupid. And we are. And we are. but we smarter than you think we are. Mm, see? Mm-hmm. So now, see, he don't want your dirty behind or your dirty friend. Because you don't think his wife was sitting up there going, so-and-so said you just left. I was over there fixing the car. She said you're doing more than that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.